Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Can you achieve your dream of home ownership in Washington, D.C.? It is one of the most expensive places in America to live. But tonight, as part of our week-long focus on home ownership, we'll take a look at what it means to be a homeowner in the district. All of this coming just ahead of the WHUR Achieve and Protect Your Dream Housing Expo and Home Show on Saturday. Yes, it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Washington Convention Center from 10 to 3 on Saturday and the Prince George's County Sports and Learning Complex from 9 to 3 on Saturday. You definitely want to show up and learn more about home ownership, whether you are new to the game or trying to enhance your information. My guests tonight are Polly Donaldson, Director of the D.C. Department of Housing and Community Development, and George Lambert, President and CEO of the Greater Washington Urban League. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Mr. Lambert, thanks for joining me.
Delighted to be here. Thank you for having me.
And Ms. Donaldson, good to see you again.
Thank you, Harold. Great to be back.
Let's talk brass tacks, Ms. Donaldson. Can you find an affordable home in D.C.?
And the answer is yes, you can. In certain areas of the city, there are opportunities, and it is really where we also have resources, especially to help the first-time home buyer, that the district government has specific funds that can help with that. We have our home purchase assistant, down payment assistance program. We have community organizations, including the Greater Washington Urban League, who help first-time buyers get prepared and get ready and have the budgeting and the credit to be able to become first-time home buyers in the city. So my answer is yes.
What do you tell people who hear the headlines that we've heard over the past several years about it being so expensive to live here? They may find that to be a bit discouraging.
It is. That is what the common, I guess, understanding is. I'm here to tell you that there are homes available, that there are homes of different size, and that they're across the district. We're not only building some or producing some, we're preserving some of our existing affordable housing, but we're also developing housing for home ownership through some resources from the city. That plus the market isn't 100% saturated. There are some outstanding neighborhoods that have housing availability, housing opportunities, and with some of the down payment assistance programs that we have, they do become affordable. We just increased the down payment assistance on our home purchase assistance program from $50,000 to $80,000 for qualified first-time buyers. And if you're working for the district government, if you're a first responder, if you're police, fire, or EMS, there are additional resources that are available. Why? Because we know that our city we have to be proactive and intentional on making it economically diverse as well as culturally diverse.
Mr. Lambert, what do you say as head of the Greater Urban League, Greater Washington Urban League, to black folks who want to move here, or those who have been here and are wondering if they can maintain their home?
So let me start with your comment at the top of the show, whether or not the home ownership dream is achievable. And I'll emphatically say, yes, it is. Okay. It is, but you also need partners an organization like ours to really kind of help you to navigate through that process. So, again, that's why we're so delighted to have the partnership with the Department of Housing and Community Development. Yeah, there is a challenge in Washington, D.C., no question about it, with regard to homeownership. It's really, you know, often referred to it as the tale of two cities. Two cities in the sense that certainly, I think, grinding poverty, but also staggering wealth, both existing side by side. And so, you know, really to kind of help folks to navigate through that process. Last year, I will tell you, through our partnership with the Department of Housing and Community Development, we placed a little over 260 first-time home buyers in homes, all right? This year, we're already trending, you know, above that number at this point. But it's a number. And, you know, what I always like to say to folks is that really to unpack that, and so to unpack that, what is the impact of that number? The impact of that number is that we have changed the net worth of all of those families. So, yes, home ownership dream is possible. We can do it, and we continue to do it.
Mm. Well, I appreciate that, and I want to be able to drill down a little bit more on that very issue as it relates to people of color who are concerned about possibly not being able to afford their dream, as well as those who perhaps have been here for a while and are worried about taxes and the future growth. And let's not sugarcoat it, Ms. Donaldson, there's always that concern about gentrification as well as it relates to what's happening in communities across the district. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about achieving your dream of home ownership. We'll also be taking your calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our focus on home ownership as we take a look at what it means to be a homeowner in the district. My guests are Pauli Donaldson, Director of the D.C. Department of Housing and Community Development, and George Lambert, President and CEO of the Greater Washington Urban League. Give us a call if you have a question about ownership in the district at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ms. Donaldson, let's drill down a little bit on some of these programs. We hear a lot from real estate agents and mortgage brokers about programs. Give me a thumbnail sketch of what kind of things we're talking about here.
Well, for home ownership particularly, we have several ways that we help. We help on the very front end by funding the community-based organizations that help prepare home buyers with their budgeting, with their credit, with their finances to be able to be fiscally fit, be able to be a homeowner in that way. But then the actual resources needed, the funds. The fact is, what mortgage brokers and others know is that we've increased our assistance through the home purchase assistance program for district residents to be able to buy in the district.
How does that work? You said it's the home purchase assistance program. Let us assume that I've got great credit. As my mother says, I got a couple of quarters in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to go.
Sure. And you've got an income.
And I've got an income. Sure. I've got a good job and the whole nine. But the 10 is I still may not have quite enough. What kind of assistance? How much are we talking about?
We're talking up to $80,000. It's based on income. So it's the higher your income, the less assistance. So if you, it is really meant to match up with your income and what you either have saved or what you have the potential. And it provides the down payment and the closing cost assistance. That's the cash on the table that you need to finish the deal. And what the mortgage companies and the banks like about it is that's not money you're borrowing from them. It's a separate second borrowing, if you will, a loan from the district government that is repayable for most only when you sell or leave the home that you're purchasing. It's a deferred loan in that sense.
So it's a loan, and forgive me, I'm a little confused, because as a home buyer, if I'm already getting a loan from the bank, you're suggesting that I'm also getting a loan from you, or not you, obviously, but from the city.
Sure.
But I still have to pay it back.
You do have to pay it back, but only for many, for about 85% of those who we lend to. First of all, your loan is deferred for at least 5 years. So the first 5 years you're a homeowner, you're only paying the bank portion. You're not paying the down payment portion. Second, if you are of an income level, and about 85% of our borrowers are, you're not going to pay anything on that loan until you either move from that residence, or you sell it. And either way, then it is repayable at that time. But so basically, it's not free money. It is money, though, that's deferred. It's saying, let's give you a chance to get settled, to be in your home with the bank loan, paying on that, building your equity, building your stake in the home. And then if you decide to move, you know, you can go on to, you will have to repay it. But it's a deferred loan purposely for that. It's meant to help those who need that help in hand to become a home buyer, a homeowner.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about home ownership in the district. Of course, all of this coming just ahead of the Achieve and Protect Your Dream Housing Expo and Home Show this Saturday at the Washington Convention Center. Starts at 10 a.m. at the Washington Convention Center until 3. You want to get there early, however. And also at 9 a.m. at the Prince George's Sports and Learning Center until 3 o'clock.
And Harold, if yes. I could, this is our 10th anniversary year for the Expo.
Absolutely.
We're partnering with the Urban League and with other sponsors, including the D.C. Housing Finance Agency. It's a free event, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., activities for the whole family. We really hope your listeners will come on down.
We hope that they do, as a matter of fact. Let me go to Gwen. Gwen calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Gwen. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that what is happening, I'm retired. I'm trying to purchase a reasonably priced house. I've been through the HPAP program, got all my paperwork, looking at houses. Okay, when I went to look at a house the other day in zip code 32, there were three contractors waiting outside for me to finish. And I guess, and what's happening, they're bidding higher than I can afford. So, you know, they're bidding the houses up. The house was, I want to say, 220, 225, which was in my price range. But did I get it? Nope. The developers, you know, of course, they'll get it. House didn't need a lot. It really didn't need a lot.
Well, let's talk about that, because I think that is a reality here in the district, which goes back to what we've been talking about before. D.C. is expensive for all kinds of reasons.
You know, absolutely. First of all, I'm a native Washingtonian, and so I clearly get it, understand it. It's a book out now, kind of reference from Chocolate City to Cappuccino City, and it is very true. I wrote an article almost been a year or so ago, because one of the things that we do at the Greater Washington League is a whole educational process around certainly trying to own. But this was regarding an elderly lady, her and her husband had bought a home or whatever, 30, maybe 40 years or so ago, and she sold it for about $150,000. And so to some extent, it's almost having an exit plan, because it is going to be a little bit challenging. But educating homeowners who are already in the market at this point, that if you are looking to do that, then let us help you to give, you know, have some understanding of what this market is really worth.
But if I may, Mr. Lambert,
sure.
That doesn't help Gwen.
The point is about, she was aiming at a point about developers. It was a developer where I was going. It was a developer that actually bought the property to really kind of bid her out. And so, yes, that is a bit of a challenge. We know that. I think the mayor, to be perfectly honest, and I'm sure Director Donaldson will address this as well, really has been putting in place programs that certainly, hopefully, that you know, we're kind of trying to make developers understand as well. This is a market where we want folks who have roots here to still be able to afford and be able to be here as well. I don't know about her particular situation. I'd be delighted if she would call our office. Maybe we can help her to certainly navigate through that, 202-265-8200.
Well, of course, and she'll have an opportunity if she comes to our event this weekend.
Absolutely.
And so we certainly hope that you come both to the Washington Convention Center or to the Prince George's County Sports and Learning Complex, 10 a.m. in D.C., 9 a.m. in Prince George's County. Please stay with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. More of this conversation in just a bit. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. This conversation continues on SiriusXM. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our discussion tonight as part of our week-long focus on home ownership. We're taking a look at what it means to be a homeowner in the district. My guests are Polly Donaldson, Director of the D.C. Department of Housing and Community Development, as well as George Lambert, President and CEO of the Greater Washington Urban League. If you have a question or a comment about home ownership in the district, whether you're a new home buyer or maybe you're a homeowner now, thinking about making a move or concerned about the quality of life as it relates to home ownership in your community. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before I go back to the phone lines, Ms. Donaldson, please address what Gwen was saying. I cannot imagine that you are looking at making a bidding on a house, and you're not just bidding against somebody who could be from another community, but you're bidding against deep pocket business people. Do those programs that you're talking about, would they help someone like Gwen who may have only a few resources at her disposal?
Well, she's in the program, and what she's finding is that it is it's tough competition out there. There's we've had an increase in population. We need to make sure that we're working to increase our supply and making sure that the supply we have, like some of our vacant property, for example, we've got a whole program called Vacant to Vibrant. I think I talked about it with you last time I was here.
Well, for those who didn't hear that, share that with
sure,
us now.
That is where vacant properties that have been bought by the district because they were abandoned, they were blighted, are now, we put 33 of them out to auction. Some of those small business contractors actually are positioned to buy them and help convert them into workforce housing that would be at the right price point that our caller was talking about. So we're trying to be more intentional about building up that supply of affordable housing for home ownership purchase. But you got to be intentional. It's not something that the market is going to necessarily produce of itself. And I think the other thing is that we've got to make sure that we are looking at this community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and saying home ownership is possible anywhere. We've had and developed special home buyer clubs in Ward 7 and 8 that are targeted particularly at what has been more of a renter's market over there, and converting some of the renters into homeowners. That's a real intentional piece of support that we're providing, again, through our network of community-based organizations.
Mr. Lambert, what specifically will the Urban League do at the event this weekend?
Well, we'll do a number of things. Certainly, we have the responsibility for helping to get a number of the vendors that will be there. But one of the key things that we do, and we know that we get a lot of traffic for it every year, of course, is being able to pull credit reports for individuals that are coming. That's very important because if you're not already in the system yet, you need to kind of have a sense of where you are. And if there's some issues with your credit, then we can certainly help you to clean that up as well. That's a very important piece that clearly happens at this event.
But for those people, for example, who've been through, as I said before, been through the credit process, because not everyone is new to this. What might they learn from the Urban League when they're already, as I mentioned earlier, ready to go?
Yeah, you know, again, as Director Donaldson said, it is a very competitive market. So one of the things we do a whole educational piece in terms of getting folks ready. And I would dare say, you know, a lot of times those of us who've been in this process, perhaps we consider ourselves seasoned, there's always something new that you learn, particularly given just, you know, the liquidity and how fast this market is moving at this point. That's very important. So, new information, we pass it on to folks that we serve, but you really got to have your ear to the ground, so to speak. And, you know, a number of new products that continue to come on the market. We have a number of financial institutions that will be there that really work kind of hand in hand with the Urban League and clearly with the Department of Housing and Community Development, again, making that dream affordable for folks who really want to purchase.
And there also will be real estate brokers and those who know where the properties are and know that if they've got a solid buyer that they can take to the owner of those properties, they're going to do it. So that I would suggest coming down because they're going to be, we have over 150 different organizations, vendors, businesses, financial institutions, banks, the lenders, the money people. They're going to be there, and that's who residents need to talk with, and we have them all there in one place this Saturday.
So just one other thing. And so the other thing that clearly happens is with regard to the full breadth of programs within the Urban League's portfolio as well. So not only are we very engaged in housing, but workforce development, our entrepreneurship program, all of those things. So other services that the league provides, the safety net, if you will, of all of those other services.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Sean. Sean calling from D.C., from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Sean. What's on your mind?
Hi. I have a couple issues. Number one, there's research that says that the average, and I'm talking about specifically in the black community, African-American community, that the average wealth, the income of a household is $1,400, and that's research based. Another research came out with Antonio Moore and William Daugherty about the myth of the wealth, the racial what we have and what we don't have. And my concern is if the research says that the average black family is net worth $1,500. And how are these families able to afford homes that are over $500,000? And is education and is that enough when you have people with big pockets being able to buy up homes and properties and then jack up prices? And my question is, where does the politics come involved where the programs are available to help low-income folks, not also help them, but to keep other people with those deep pockets from gathering up all of the properties, for example.
Well, Sean, let me see if Ms. Donaldson can begin to answer your question, Ms. Donaldson.
Sure. I can tell you that is precisely what the Home Purchase Assistance Program is intended to do, to help those with low and moderate income, maybe not a lot of savings. They're employed, though. They're working. They have income, and they have income that can go towards paying a mortgage just like it can go towards paying rent. And so why not put a family or an individual on the road to ownership? Now, maybe they're not buying the, you know, three-bedroom, single-family home as their first purchase. But let's get a starter home going. Let's go for a condo. Let's go for a two-bedroom condo that then, in a number of years, can be leveraged into the home of their dream. I mean, a lot of folks, that's how home ownership starts out. You aren't necessarily buying your last home. What you're doing is putting yourself on the pathway, as Mayor Bowser says, to the middle class, and that is how you start off and get a foothold in the ownership economy.
Sean, thank you so much for your phone call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I want to talk a little bit, Ms. Donaldson, about about some of those challenges, for example, that Mr. Lambert spoke about. If you are, let us say, a first-time home buyer, chances are you're not going to have 20%. You may need an FHA loan. But even with that 3%, those FHA homes have to be in a certain condition for them to be approved. So it's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. You want to get something that's affordable, but it may be a fixer-upper, but the FHA may not give you the money because it's a fixer-upper. Help me here.
Well, I mean, that's where you've got to be, I think, have a good partnership with the, as we do with the real estate community, and knowing that you really have to have specifics of the property. And I am proud to say that our partners in with the DC area realtors are very pleased. I come and have lunch with them at their monthly meetings in order to tell them about some of the newness of our programs and how we're working. They're much more, pleased, I think, with the pace, the time it takes to get the mortgages in place, because then they can go to their market and say, I've got a hot buyer right here, ready to go. It's been pre-approved, but ready to go, and really make that happen. That's part of how we can do it, because we've really got to show the real estate world that not only does this work, but it gets you the same result in terms of you close the deal, you've got a new homeowner.
We do lunch with realtors on a monthly basis as well, and so one of the things that we certainly attempt to tease out of those classes is also making sure it's the right fit. And that's where the realtor plays a key part, because, you know, you may have a potential home buyer that's not interested in a fixer-upper. So you wouldn't necessarily be marketing that particular home buyer to a property that is a fixer-upper. So the work is really trying to ensure that it's a good match for not only the buyer, the realtor who's certainly helping to navigate through that process as well, but the particular property that, you know, you're really kind of focusing and concentrating on as well.
When you have lunch meetings and even in these semi-casual conversations with the realtors, and this is for you too, Ms. Donaldson, what is the thing that they are most concerned about when you talk to them about housing in the district?
Well, again, I mean, it's supply, and I certainly continue to agree with Director Donaldson that the properties are there. You know, we've been at this for a long time, 25 years. We've placed over 7,000 families in homes. So it clearly, that says to me that the properties are there. It's just really kind of doing the deep dive, if you will, with regard to identifying those properties. And I think this partnership, you know, there are a number of other layers are involved here as well. But again, that's part of the work that the realtors help us to do. They really have some very early intelligence with regard to properties that are coming on the line as well. And so to the extent that, you know, we're certainly in the loop, we're part of the network with regard to getting that intelligence, that's very helpful for our buyers as well.
Ms. Adamson, what do they tell you?
What they tell me is that they want a buyer that they know they can take to an owner and move as swiftly as possible to the closing, because that's what it's all about,
the
closing.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's the family moving into – buying the home and moving into the home, and that the owner moving on to their next property, right? So it is about that. So how do we do that? Again, it's having helping families become buyer ready and being able to move swiftly, and absolutely matching up their desires. Where do they want to live? Where do they want their children to go to school? Where, et cetera, and how with what's available property, and where's the match? And everybody has bought a house or shopped for a or an apartment, you know, and I know that you've got to sometimes, you know, you got to make the compromises. You got to say, okay, it doesn't have a fireplace, but it's got a great kitchen, or, you know, you make your shifts. That's the real world that home buyers are doing in the district. But I've got to tell you, whether you've been here for five generations like our mayor, or whether you've been here for 5 minutes, as she likes to say, whether you've put down long-term roots here from your generations of your family, or whether you're new but you want to put down roots, or maybe your family lived here and you want to come back, we got to make that possible, and it is possible with the resources that we have.
Need to take a break. When we come back, more of our conversation about home ownership in the district, and not just achieving your dream, but protecting it. And what does that mean? We'll be back.
Borders.org.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our discussion about home ownership and preserving and protecting your dream here in the District of Columbia. All of this ahead of huge events on Saturday, WHUR's annual Achieve and Protect Your Dream Housing Expo and Home Show. It's going to be at the Washington Convention Center from 10 until 3 and at the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex from 9 until 3. You want to get there early. All kinds of interesting information, helpful information, education, and information regarding home ownership and preserving your dream. On that point, let's talk a little bit about the new affordable housing in the district, Ms. Donaldson, if you can. What's happening right now as far as new affordable housing?
Sure. For both rental and home ownership, we are using resources from our Housing Production Trust Fund, which for the fourth consecutive year, the mayor has proposed and the council is in the process of approving a $100 million. What does that get you? That gets not only additional units, but it also gets a covenant that guarantees its affordability for a minimum of a 40-year period. So it keeps it as affordable housing stock. On the homeowner side, it means that there is a covenant on that for up to 15 years. So the equity builds, the cash, but the ability to keep it affordable so that we can keep the pipeline of affordable homeowners going is really critical to that. We're building all over the city. We have partners that help make that happen. Everyone from Habitat to For Humanity to MANA to Mikasa. We have a lot of different home ownership focus, low income and moderate income home ownership focus that are coming to us with properties where we're working with them to be able to help them create affordable home ownership units that families and individuals can purchase.
Mm. For the purposes of the expo, for those who are coming, what might they expect to see from the district? Because Mr. Lambert has shared how they were participating, but
sure. Well, we're going to have every government agency there, local and federal, that touches housing. So HUD will be there to talk about their programs, as well as any of the housing agencies, the Housing Authority, the Housing Finance Agency, and DHCD, of course. But that's not all. There are also every community-based organization that we fund to do housing counseling services, do homeowner preparation. They will all be there. Every financial institution that does business in the district and does business in home ownership, they will be there. They will be exhibiting. There will be utility companies there. There will be energy efficient organizations there, solar. We're going to have actually a smart home technology showcase. There's all sorts of new and really interesting ways that not only can you purchase a home, but also sustain that and make that into a place where your family can live and thrive.
Well, let's talk about that, because this isn't obviously about first-time homeowners or mom, dad, two kids, dog, cat, and a goldfish. We do have a sizable population of seasoned homeowners here.
present company except.
I don't know about that. I'm getting more seasoned.
But let me tell you about some of the resources that will be there. We'll have actually a special section set aside for seniors or seasoned residents. There will be workshops that will be targeted specifically for them that talk about the resources needed to age in place, because we know that the vast majority of our seniors who are in homes, who've owned their homes for, or who are renting, want to be able to age in place and may need some resources to help them be able to adapt their home to their later years, to be able to have grab bars, stair lifts, ramps, and such. We also, though, provide resources for bigger retrofits like new roofs, new plumbing to be able to help families age in place, seniors age in place, to keep that asset whole, to be able to give as a legacy to their families.
How would that work, for example? I remember years ago before my grandfather passed away, a longtime D.C. resident, he had some major work done on his home related to his roof. And I remember he was very, very happy with it. We're talking, this was probably back in the early 2000s. What was that?
Well, the district has a, and my agency, the Department of Housing and Community Development, administers what we call the Single Family Residential Rehab Program. It helps rehab your house, the single family home. A lot of the row houses are single, all of them are single family homes that are where homeowners want to stay in their homes. And we provide a deferred loan that is part of it becomes part of the financing for the house, but the repayment is not required until such time as the ownership of the house changes, and in which case then it's a repayment. These are loans of $75,000 or less, and they really make it so that the home stays not only a code but really a very pleasant place for the later years of a family's life.
One of the things that I think is really critical is financial literacy for our youngest people. And I know, Mr. Lambert, that that has been for civil rights organizations, modern civil rights organizations, I should say. That's a critical conversation. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Sure. So the millennial population, if you will, and we have an auxiliary at the Urban League. It's called the Thursday Network. They're our young professionals between the ages of 20 up to about 40 or so. And they're about 200 strong. And so I'm always very concerned about them because, you know, many of them are in their first jobs, first part of their career, but now they're also looking to become homeowners as well. So again, us helping to transition or to move them into home ownership. I mean, that's part of the work that we do. That's why, again, this expo is so important. It's not only, you use the word season. I'm so seasoned in the sense that even if you do own a home, there's still a lot of good information that you can come and get. And then in the sense of that, you know, like I said, if you are one of the first time, at least for our Thursday network, if you're young, you're beginning to think about owning, this is an opportunity to come to get a sense as well. But we really try to position that particular target group. Home ownership, need to be thinking about it. You're paying a lot of money in rent right now, helping you to really kind of take a look at, you know, your numbers on that, really kind of break that out. What does this mean for you in terms of, you know, building equity and then really kind of having a base, something that you own? Again, back to what you started with at the top of the show, achieving the dream.
But you learned this before there was the focus on this by organizations. And so is this an attempt to kind of take to take the place of the information that maybe some of these young people just aren't getting now?
Well, we try to make sure that they get it. I mean, that's the whole point, you know, to ensure that they get. That's what the financial literacy is all about and the importance of home ownership. You know, I mean, so many of them, they come from families where they came from families where their family did own a home. So, but, you know, it's kind of like, how do I do that? And so we are there to answer that question with regard to how do you do that?
And then, Harold, if I could, there's also going to be a separate section for our teens and youth that are coming to be able to do financial literacy activities. It is never too early to start to learn about money and saving and budgeting and becoming fiscally fit. And really, that is something that will, and these are fun activities. This is not classroom. This is fun stuff for the kids, for teens as well, to be able to really get the lessons of, you know, what it is, what's a take, and how do you really begin to prepare yourself as even a teenager for wanting to be a homeowner later in your life?
That's interesting. You talk about preparation, and we have seen over the past week or so that a lot of people, homeowners, have not been prepared for the weather. Mm-hmm. And we've seen and obviously more so in Maryland, you know, Ellicott City, Catonsville, and the like. But D.C. is no stranger to some of the natural disasters, the flooding and the like. Will there be information to help homeowners or new homeowners or people who are just wondering that how do you do that piece?
Yes, there will. There'll be some insurance companies there. There's some home repair and home maintenance and landscaping companies that will be there, because that often is an important part of, you know, where does the water go when it's near your house. And that's one area that we'll be looking at. In terms of district agency there, our emergency management agency will be on site and able to answer some of those questions of what happens when there is a natural disaster of some sort, even severe weather at that time. So we'll be able to help refer folks to the right places of within the government that where they can help you.
I only have a couple of minutes left, and I'll start with Mr. Lambert. When this weekend is over, what do you hope newcomers to this experience take away?
Well, so first of all, if they're not already in our process to become a first-time home buyer, here is this is the entryway to begin it. You know, what we didn't talk about, sometimes we have folks that will come, and based on credit or whatever, they're not quite ready, okay? But so we do have an opportunity to kind of put them in a pipeline to get them ready. They may not be ready, as Director Donaldson said, to go to that realtor, and they're hot and they're ready to go now. But 6 months or maybe 8 months from now, we will have them ready. That's very important as well. So we're really trying to identify both folks who are ready to go now, help them, you know, to kind of get in that pipeline where we can make it a seamless process with them. But then also trying to identify those who are not quite ready and to get them ready.
Real quick, same question.
Same
what do you
question.
Want
I'll tell you, I want district residents to have the opportunity to know where their investments by their government's being done. You know, we've been recognized nationally as investing more in affordable housing than any other city per capita in the country. And that is something that I want those resources to be known and to be out there and to be put to even greater use. As we say, we've done a lot in affordable housing. Mayor Bowser certainly has been a strong leader on this, but I will tell you there's much more to do, and we intend to carry forward and do more with those resources.
Well, I want to thank both of you, Polly Donaldson, Director of the D.C. Department of Housing and Community Development, and George Lambert, President and CEO of the Greater Washington Urban League. Thank you both for coming in, and good luck on Saturday as we have you participate in our Achieve and Protect Your Dream Housing Expo and Home Show. Of course, as always, that information will be on our website on WHUR.com, and we hope to see you there. That is The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, June 5th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton.